Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm fantastic because we have two light red wines to review today. And they are both Italian and they are not too far apart from each other in Italy. You know,
they're both in the north.
They're both in the north, you know. I mean, they're closer than Sicily and the Alto Adige. Let's start with very interesting frizzante wine, and this is the Fattorio Mormetto Lambrusco. And this is from the Emilia-Romagna. Lambrusco is a big part of wine in the Emilia-Romagna.
Right. If you associate Lambrusco with another mass market producer, say, Riuniti, this couldn't be more different from Riuniti on ice. That's nice.
So this is a bone dry frizzante, almost sparkling wine. Red.
It is.
Crazy.
It is. It's pretty in the glass. It gets a pink foam on the top. I've had Lambruscos, frizzante Lambruscos before that are a little bit more fruity. But this one, as you say, it's as it says on the bottom, it's secco. You're getting some of that briary red fruit in there, but it's not a generous wine. That said, chilled on a hot day with maybe a nice fat grilled Italian sausage, I think that would be terrific together.
Our second wine was the complete opposite of this. Where the Lambrusco was all tannin, this is the softest red wine I have drunk in ages.
It is. It's pillowy soft. And they're both light reds, but they're both very different.
Before we go any further, let's talk about what Lagrein is.
So Lagrein is the varietal. It's grown in the Alto Adige, also known as the Southern Tyrol. It's got no hard angles to it. In some places, they just sort of dismiss this as a throwaway grape. I think it's a beautiful picnic wine. You're not going to be scraping the tannins off your teeth. It's not a chewy wine in any way, but it's light. It's a beautiful sort of deep garnet color. And the fruit in it is a little sort of black plum, a little blackberry, blueberry. But it's just very delicate, very drinkable. Also, you could put a little chill on this, and it would be delightful.
The color definitely belies the lightness of the wine because you look at this and you think, oh my gosh, it's like a Cabernet. It's opaque. Nonetheless, this is a light, very delectable wine from north of Italy.
Perfect with schnitzel.
And summer. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
We'll post these on the website.
Cheers.